Hare Krishna. So, you all have asked me to say something about tomorrow's celebration. It is my birthday and we are going to celebrate Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival. And so you all are requesting me how to say something about that occasion, the celebration. Actually, I started to celebrate my birthday as Prabhupada Memorial Festival instead of the regular custom in ISKCON of celebrating Vyas Puja. It's mainly because when I started to give initiation, by that time quite a few gurus had spiritual difficulties. And during their time I saw what a grand Vyas Puja celebration they used to have. And then all of a sudden, you know, they are not treated as a spiritual master anymore because they had spiritual difficulties. And it was a difficult time in ISKCON actually, because so many devotees lost faith, and they lost faith because their spiritual master fell down and they left ISKCON. And as a result of that, ISKCON was going through a major, major difficulty. So it was around that time that I started to give initiation. And one thing became very clear to me, that too much worship can lead to a rather unfortunate situation. And that's why I just wanted to play it quite safe. So, and also, I remember the first time they were going to celebrate my Vyas Puja, they made all these arrangements. The arrangements were like those early days, and grand celebration, thousands of people were invited, lots of money was spent, and big fanfare. I was feeling very, very uncomfortable. And at that time, I thought to kind of avoid that kind of situation. And I found a very good substitute, I would say. And that was my birthday is also the 17th September is also the day when Srila Prabhupada arrived in America. And that's why I told next year, I just told my disciples who are organizing the Vyas Puja celebration to turn it into a Prabhupada memorial festival. The day when Srila Prabhupada arrived in America, I wanted to celebrate that day, and I kind of motivated my devotees, my disciples, to arrange a festival in that way. And it was a grand festival actually. I saw everyone was so enlivened, and even my godbrothers, they were so happy, and I also naturally was feeling very happy because I was seeing how Prabhupada was being glorified. And so many devotees spoke so nicely about Srila Prabhupada, and my disciples also started to speak on Srila Prabhupada, and it gave such a wonderful realization that how everyone in ISKCON feels such intense loving relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Everyone in ISKCON actually feels that his spiritual life is resting on Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Everyone actually feels that he came to ISKCON due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy, due to Srila Prabhupada's divine arrangement. And that is how I started to celebrate my birthday as a Prabhupada Memorial Festival. And sometimes we also held a fire sacrifice after the festival. And the purpose of the fire sacrifice was to reconfirm our allegiance to Srila Prabhupada. Probably many of you remember that at the time of initiation I also asked you all to take a vow that you'll never leave the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And also I remind you all that as the founder Acharya of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada is not only the Acharya or the Guru of his disciples, his initiated disciples. As the founder Acharya of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada is the Guru of all the devotees of ISKCON. So, and this reassurance, reconfirmation, created a very nice spiritual atmosphere. And anyway, so that is how I have been carrying on. Of course, eventually I had been forced also to allow my disciples to have some sort of Vaspuja. And especially in Ujjain, when we celebrated my Vaspuja, my birthday, as Srila Prabhupada's memorial festival, then they requested me also to have a festival in the evening, to celebrate my Vaspuja in the evening. And then I started to notice that this evening program became more grand than the morning and noon program, which was Prabhupada Memorial Festival. So then also I decided to stop that, and one way of doing that was to kind of stop celebrating my birthday in Ujjain, where devotees generally tend to create a big festival out of that day. And anyway, so after spending a few years, after celebrating the Vaspuja in Ujjain for a few years, I decided to have it in other places. And we had, due to the pressure from Mayapur management also, the year before last I had the celebration in Mayapur. There they have a tendency to have a grand festival. And anyway, I had to surrender to the will of those devotees, the management of Mayapur. And then yes, last year we had it in South Africa, and along with that Vaspuja I had a seminar, proper seminar, proper memorial festival, and they had a sort of a festival in the evening also. So I accepted that because the devotees were kind of persuading me that everybody in ISKCON, all the gurus in ISKCON have their Vaspuja celebration, why can't we celebrate your Vaspuja? So I also felt that probably the disciples do need to kind of glorify their spiritual master, worship their spiritual master, especially on this one day a year. And anyway, so that is how I have been celebrating it for last so many years. And the main feature I consider of this festival is actually the seminar. The worship is not that important. What is important is accepting the instructions. And Srila Prabhupada once told me that that worship of with flowers and paraphernalia is not the way to really one's way of showing his appreciation and allegiance to his spiritual master. The way to worship, the real way to worship the spiritual master is to follow his instructions. And that's what I generally try to make everybody also understand, that what is important is vani, not so much of the vopu and the worship of the vopu. You may worship the Bapu with flowers and other articles of worship, but the real worship of the spiritual master is the worship of his Vani. And the worship of the Vani is by following his instructions. So that's why I try to kind of use that occasion to give the devotees an opportunity or create an environment where the devotees can learn the importance of spiritual life and Prabhupada's wonderful presentation of the Vedic wisdom. Whatever we are doing is simply repeating Srila Prabhupada. We are simply repeating Srila Prabhupada's instructions as his representatives. And that is the role of a disciple. And that is how he actually becomes a spiritual master. He simply repeats the instructions of the spiritual master. What he learned from his spiritual master, he simply distributes it to others. And that is how the disciplic succession goes on. That is how the transcendental knowledge flows through the disciplic succession. That's why nowadays I try to hold seminars in different parts of the world. Not only seminars, but retreats. We make the arrangements where devotees can come for about a week or so, stay in a spiritual atmosphere in the association, get a chance to associate with other devotees and get immersed in the cultivation of spiritual knowledge. I have been conducting these retreats at various places since last 7-8 years. The first one I held was in Switzerland. We had a beautiful arrangement we took over the whole hotel, an entire hotel in the Swiss Alps. It's actually a skiing resort, so in summer not many people actually visit those places, and so we got the place at a reasonably economic way, and devotees came from all over, and this is how this started, this retreats. And different years we take different themes. Like initially I started off with Ramayana. I did it with Ramayana because I felt that if I do Mahabharata, then I won't be able to go back to Ramayana. Therefore I started with Ramayana. I also selected a topic like that because I noticed that the devotees are more inclined, more keen to listen to stories than philosophy. Therefore the way to present it was by stories of Ramayana and then Mahabharata. And in this way, different years we are actually selecting different themes and we are conducting various seminars in different places. Like we generally hold the seminars in Europe, UK, America, South Africa, Australia, Mayapur, Ujjain, Bangladesh also. So anyway, this is how we hold the seminars in different places, the retreats in different places. We rent the facility where devotees can stay. About two years back, when we had the seminar, in the last seminar we had in South Africa, we had it in Drakensberg, and we had a very nice arrangement in a five-star retreat, and five-star resort actually, golf resort it was actually, and about 250 devotees participated in that retreat. Generally in America and Europe we get about 150 to 170 devotees. Australia of course is much smaller, we get about 30-40, I think about 50 devotees we get in Australia and Sydney. And same with Brisbane. Mayapur of course is different there. In Mayapur alone we have about 3,000 devotees living there. And Ujjain also is a grand one. Bangladesh also is very big. Like in Bangladesh we get about 500 devotees to participate. I remember the first time we had the retreat, the facility that we had in the hotel was only about 300, but 500 people showed up. And they were very accommodating. They just, the rooms that were meant for two people, about 5-6 devotees were staying in one room. And it was done, you know, it was held in a very nice place called Cox's Bazar, which has a beautiful sea, beach, and in Bay of Bengal. And so this is how I travel nowadays and conduct retreats, give seminars. Last year we had a very nice retreat. We had a cruise in Europe that started in Southampton and touched 5 different ports. Like from Southampton we went to Amsterdam, and then 2 ports in Spain and 1 port in France, and then we came back to Southampton again. So in that one also we had about 230 participants. And of course now we can see that this cruise is a very expensive affair, and the real purpose where we actually wanted to impart the knowledge and give the devotees an opportunity to come and live in a spiritual atmosphere that purpose was not served. That purpose is served better when we have the facilities on the land, and we have morning Mangal Arati and all the programs throughout the day, and devotees, mainly householder devotees, get an opportunity to come out of their household situation and live in a temple-like atmosphere for 7 days. I notice that they feel very, very enlivened. Since I had the cruise last year, we did not have many retreats. Like we didn't have the retreat in South Africa, and we also didn't have the retreat in Europe. But we had one in America. In America we also had been having it in the East Coast mainly. And this year again we resumed these retreats. In America we had it in Gitanagari this time. But in South Africa, because I was here holding the Prabhupada Memorial Festival, since that was the main focus, like the mood was that let it be in a temple atmosphere. And so last year we had it in Sri Sri Radharadhanath Temple in Phoenix, in Chatsworth. And this year we're going to have it in Phoenix Temple, Sri Sri Jagannath Temple. And so this is how I'm trying to encourage devotees, enliven devotees, spiritually inspire them and motivate them to become fixed up in their spiritual life. And this has practically become my project nowadays. I'm not embarking so much into different projects. Like one of the last projects that I embarked on was Abhay Charan, making the movie on Srila Prabhupada's life, making a TV serial. And when I completed that in 2002, I embarked on the project of building Ujjain Temple. And since Ujjain Temple opening 2006, I did not really embark on any major project. Rather, I was busy developing Ujjain project that went on till about 2009-2010. And since then I'm just extensively traveling and preaching. And I like it because I feel that this is the best way to utilize my time and enliven the devotees, or rather utilize my time enlivening the devotees. And this is what I actually learned from Srila Prabhupada. I saw how Srila Prabhupada's main concern actually was to enliven the devotees, motivate the devotees to become fixed up in spiritual life. That's why Prabhupada traveled extensively around the world. Devotees sometimes ask me to write. Well, I was actually writing. The early initial phase of my spiritual life was involved only in translating Srila Prabhupada's books. That's the service Srila Prabhupada gave me, and those days my main service was writing or translating Srila Prabhupada's books. And since then, after completing the translation of Srila Prabhupada's books and offering them to Srila Prabhupada in 1996 during Srila Prabhupada's centennial celebration, I started to get involved in making this biographical video on Srila Prabhupada's life. And I also thought that that was a kind of translation. Like previously I was translating Srila Prabhupada's books into Bengali language, and now I felt that this is a kind of translation of translating Srila Prabhupada's life into celluloid, into the video. And so many different ideas are there. One of the things that I am planning now, developed this plan due to some sincere requests from some devotees, that I make a video series on the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'm seriously considering that, and probably that will force me to stay at one place where the shooting will be going on, and that would mean that I'll be spending most of my time in Calcutta and Mayapur, because that's the best place to film the biography and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so this is how it is going on, and I like to travel, I try to travel and enliven devotees wherever I go, and I feel that this is the obligation that I have towards Srila Prabhupada. This is the way that I can express my sincere gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. So that's why I am here in South Africa, and I've been here for about 10 days already, and I can see how the devotees appreciate my presence here. The seminar I held here was on the glory of the holy name, and we had 4 sessions, and it was very well attended, and devotees were quite enlivened. So over the weekend we had that seminar, that is Saturday and Sunday we had the seminar, and tomorrow we are going to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's memorial festival, and then I will move on. Like on 19th I'll leave, and then on my way to Australia I'll stop in Singapore for 3-4 days. Then I'll go to Australia and New Zealand, and then I'll come back to India. I have a few meetings, important meetings to attend. Also from 10th to 13th a group of devotees, quite a large group, maybe about 150 or 200 devotees will be coming from Calcutta to Ujjain. They are visiting Ujjain for 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, for 4 days I'll be there. And then I will have to go to Bombay to attend my GBC meeting. And the midterm GBC meeting is starting on the 14th and will go on till about 26th of this month. And then I'm going to go to Vrindavan, and I want to spend the second half of the month of Kartik in Vrindavan. And right after that I'll go to America in November 20th. So in course of my travel, I look forward to seeing you all. And that's one of the reasons why I'm traveling, because I feel that it's very important that I meet you all and you all also meet me and get the opportunity to spend some time with me. And when we meet, what do I want to do? I simply want to give you what I got from Srila Prabhupada. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.